Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Average risk women between the ages of 50 and 74 who have no symptoms for breast cancer should have a mammogram every other year, according to the American College of Physicians. The organization says this will help cut down on things such as false positives and worry and stress for women who have to undergo additional screening tests and procedures like breast biopsies. Dr. Murray Rebner, the director of breast imaging at Beaumont Royal Oak, disagrees.
They consider being called back for another mammogram view, an ultrasound, because of a possible abnormality on a screening study as a harm. They also view anxiety in a woman from being called back from a screening mammogram to get a couple of extra pictures as a harm. And then there's the thing that's called overdiagnosis, which means that we would find a cancer on a mammogram that would otherwise not cause any harm to a woman in the course of her lifetime as a harm. Now, that's real, but they way overstate it. They claim a rate of around 28 to 30%. When you measure overdiagnosis properly, the actual rate is in the range of 2 to 10%, and it's mostly for cancers that are not invasive. Invasive cancers, the overdiagnosis rate is very, very low. So their reasons for not wanting to do screening in women in their 40s, in our opinion, is very misguided. Some of their claims are inaccurate. One of the reasons that they state that we shouldn't start screening is because there's a very low incidence of breast cancer for women under 60. And when you look at the numbers, the majority of non-invasive cancers and almost half of all invasive cancers occur in women under 60. 16% of all breast cancer occur in women in their 40s. You all know women in their 40s who have had breast cancer that was picked up by a mammogram, and unfortunately some who weren't screened that didn't have it, and the mortality rate is significant. You know, 40% of all the life years lost to breast cancer happen in that decade of life. So these are all significant things why women in their 40s should get screened. And the so-called harms of having a callback, a few extra pictures, you know, in a very small number, having a percutaneous biopsy that's minimally invasive, those are all, in our opinion, minimal compared to the risk of dying from breast cancer. Our goal was to find breast cancer at its earliest point of development and try to cure the patient. The other thing I think is important for our Detroit population is that the guidelines don't account for racial disparities. And if you look at the statistics, African-American women have a 30% higher breast cancer death rate than white women, and also breast cancer incidence in African-American women peaks in the late 40s compared to Caucasian women. So if we were to eliminate screening women in their 40s, you know, a large amount of African-American women would be subject to getting breast cancer and potentially dying from it because their cancers are more aggressive and they happen earlier on. So, you know, to the vast majority of people who diagnose and treat breast cancer patients, these guidelines make no sense whatsoever.
From the Delta Dental Health Desk, Dr. Deanna Lights, WWJ News Radio 950.